Salut, hello, bienvenue, welcome à le film, the filmmaker's journey, the filmmaker, yeah.
Salut.
Je m'appelle Luc, c'est William Cartwright. Yeah, that's my name's Luke, and this is William Cartwright. And that's all I've got for the intro in French, and hello everyone. This is the second episode of 2018. This is on the 10th of January, and we've got a lot to get into, so let's dive straight in. So, Will, what have you been up to this week, you absolute nutter, mate?
Right, from last Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day we've done it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I talked to myself to do within this next week, but I've been revamping my website.
Yeah, you've been revamping your website. You're happy with it?
Yeah, it's a lot more modern. When you click on the website, you see a video, the first thing you see.
Nice.
And that's obviously what you want to see, don't you?
Yeah, man. You want to get straight in with like a showreel or some sort of visual just to let them know what it works like. Yeah.
Got my little tagline, which isn't my tagline, it's just a filler. And obviously the little things
I've
make.
I've got my tagline, it's not my tagline, but you know, it's a tagline.
Yeah, it's a filler, it's like people don't know, but I'm misleading everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you are very misleading sometimes.
Yeah, misleading. Yeah, just been revamping the website and applying for writing proposals for jobs.
You had a meeting, didn't you?
I had two yesterday.
Do you not want to talk about those?
I can go on. I'll admit it was like a meeting about. I've actually forgot what it's about.
The Busker Watch
event. I texted about it yesterday, didn't I?
Busker Watch Events Management.
Okay, that was meeting number two. Meeting number one was
vocal coach.
Yeah, he was teaching me how to like sell, and he was telling me like, don't be scared to speak about your business or company or whatever you're doing to anyone in the world. If you ask the dinner lady what you're doing, she secretly might have a contact with someone who does what you do or might want work from you.
Yeah, man.
So my mentor.
So it's just boast about yourself as much as you fucking can and not be afraid of it.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like my mentor had a work experience kid in. And he just randomly told him, Joe, in like a chat, saying, I might get some professional footballers in, Joe, to try and promote our game. And the 16-year-old kid who he expected nothing from was like, yeah, my dad used to own Liverpool FC. And it's a bit like, whoa. Right.
Cash.
I don't know why I told you my business strategy in the first place, but Jesus Christ, you just give me a massive door there.
Yeah.
Mm. Imagine not just a work experience kid, and
then
like,
he gets you fucking time with players and shit.
Yeah, but like, geez, yeah. So like, you're basically telling me just network. Don't apply for jobs. Networking's like basically applying for jobs.
Yeah.
Like, don't waste too much of your time sitting on a laptop looking at potential work. Go out there in the world, sit on the park bench and speak to someone, and you have more chance finding work there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he was legit telling me.
That's true. But it's just a bit weird when you're going around doing it all on your own, though. It's a little bit like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, he said once you find a job, you really need to be finding more while you're doing the job, and when you're doing it alone, it's impossible.
So he says...
So you got the next one rolling.
So he said to tag team up.
Does
he mean like just get job after job immediately straight after and like?
He means necessarily what a business wants to be doing is while they're completing work, they should be still be looking for it.
Yeah.
So when you finish one job, the next one's
immediately after
being talked about. Not complete one. Look, complete one. Look, complete one. Look. It should just be completing things and looking at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's impossible when you're just one person.
Yeah, man. It is difficult. It is difficult.
But you said it will come if you try hard enough.
So at the moment, I've got this thing of if I create enough podcasts, maybe my career could start. That's my current mentality.
And you do a lot, don't you?
I do a couple. But
I haven't seen any uploaded recently though on iTunes
of what of the Jam Strangler.
I'm actually subscribed.
It might have been before Christmas. It's just it went on such a bender over Christmas. And then just this year my brother's just been really busy at work, so it's not like on a weekday we can kind of crack on, and then just weekends of drinking kind of thing, so it's a little bit difficult. Like, it's a little bit hard, but
very difficult to put down the points.
But what is it? Hopefully after next week, after my birthday, and then bam, I think we'll be back on target. Back on target. Yeah. So it sounds like you've had a busy week though.
No, I don't feel like I've had a busy week, but I don't know.
No, you feel like you've had a relaxed one.
Feel like I should be doing more, but I probably will do more. And I've got all day today. I'm just gonna be sat down all day today, smashing things up, trying to make things clearer for the 20th in the morning. You know, very dull.
Me and Ed was talking about this thing of doing something maybe once a month of us three versing each other and creating a short film once a month.
Jeez.
So we're like we'll message and it'll be like, okay, the brief is make a 3-minute sci-fi thriller, go. And then by the end of the month, we all have something to show for it.
Yeah.
And then or maybe once every 2 months or something, just because. Like we're basically doing it on our own in our own districts, like in our own counties and stuff. So it's a little bit difficult. But what do you think of that idea? And then that will constantly make us make stuff, even when we're not making stuff. If that makes sense.
It's a good idea, but for me, it's quality over quantity. And I think if you scrap the whole making one on our own, why not just join up and make one within 3 months?
Join up and make one within 3 months.
Bigger and better rather than smaller ones over a month,
But what this is us making them on our own because we're not with each other. And also it doesn't actually matter about quality in the slightest. What matters is consistency in content. You could put out some right useless shit, but you're going to learn more from that useless shit than trying to polish a turd. Jesus. Motivation, here it comes. It's going to come spank you in the face now.
Things I will be down to do it, like, because I do need content for the film side of things I want to do.
Yeah, but like, even we could do like, 1-minute advert or something, and it'll be like, and then you could have subjects as like John and Luke or whatever, and then it's just like, I just need you for a day, just got to do a quick shoot. 3 hours later, you got all the content and it's just down to editing and stuff. And we might even have like a visual effects one, and it's like, oh shit, we've got to learn some basic visual effects.
I've not even got the software for that anymore. I've not even got Premiere Pro. It's bad that I've not got
You can't edit?
I've got Final Cut Pro trailer, and that's got 3 days left
on it. Did you know with the next Netflix... what do you call it? The Netflix trial. The trial of Netflix. But you can sign up for the free trial, which is a month long, I think every 3 months. Did you tell me this?
I've done.
Yeah, you did.
I've done it this month.
You bastard.
I was watching Stranger Things this morning.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the new Black Mirror?
I've not seen any of them.
Mate, the newest season of Black Mirror is so good. It's so good.
Apparently it's called Black Mirror because the screen's always black in it and you see yourself in the reflection.
Yeah, that is it. Because it's all about technology.
Jeez.
So like the future of technology and like what it would hold and stuff, and it is mad. Like it's cool. It's cool. Very, very, very cool.
But I watch that before the month finishes. I want to try and get on these trends like Stranger Things, Black Mirror.
Oh no, not Stranger Things. Stranger Things is just like fucking.
I'm on number 2 at the minute. Where I thought that girl was a lad.
Nah. But have you been watching Big Brother with Dapper Laughs in?
No. I should do. I should be.
Mate, it's quite funny, and it's like proper cute seeing Dapper Laughs in there.
Jeez. It's a bit of a sellout, isn't he?
Nah, he's the most relatable guy in there.
No, but like, have you seen like stuff he's always said like about Big Brother in general, saying like it's a sellout, and now he's on it himself.
Well, he used to say, "Oh, you only go on it like when your career's coming to an end and so."
Yeah. Like I've heard him say that on like so many platforms, but now when I've seen him on it, I was like, "Oh, what a sellout!"
Like, is it? So like the series of Big Brother, like this one, is meant to be for feminism, and because he's had like a major conflict with feminism in the past. It's like actually so funny. Like on the first night, he like was saying some proper funny stuff about being hanging out with some girl who's one of the Big Brother house contestants, or what's his name, Johnny should be up to second knuckle by like the end of the 6 weeks and stuff. It's so fucking funny, but
I need to go on then. Is that Johnny guy? Yeah, he's quite chill.
He is super chill, mate. He's like. Up for eviction. He's like, "Oh, sweet, whatever."
I just seen him on Love Island, and he's like relaxed, and he's too relaxed. He's like, "Yeah, whatever."
At the moment, he's put up against the biggest bitch in Big Brother, and it's just like comparing the two. It's just like he is so chill, and like she's just a wanker.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll probably get on that actually.
Yeah, it's good.
I normally do watch it.
Every night at 9.
Plug.
Every night at 9. Big Brother.
Jeez. Oh, that's it. I need to mention that guys who are going to promote, do you think we can get that 1K?
Wait, what?
The guy who wants to promote some Busker Watch.
Oh, yeah.
I need to plug him in, don't I, to get that P?
Wait, so have you discussed about the money and stuff?
I tell them I'll get back to him. All he does is want to pay his post.
Yeah. So has he got the stuff that needs to be posted?
Yeah, he's flying out to Malta to get it done in the studio.
Okay. So, but and then that's just going to be us posting it.
Yeah.
And then what, we'll put some AdSense on it? Sweet. Nice and easy.
I don't have to go for the 20 or 40. If he's flying out to Malta, he must be like...
Well, and then how much on the AdSense? Or like the full 40 on AdSense?
I was thinking just put half of it on his video and put half on the other sick videos on there. Do you know, like Ed's got a few recently.
I don't think there's any point in just making one pop off for another 1,000 views.
Like, it's got to be a good one though. Do you know, like one that's like built up shares on its own?
Maybe say like 25 quid on his video, and then 15 quid we'll keep back for if we've got any other buskers that pop.
Yeah. But there are other ones from Liverpool that pop.
Mate, on a Saturday, man, you get some sick fucking singers in London.
Wait, you just went, didn't you?
Yeah. I told Ed that Saturday's the day, and it like before he didn't believe me. And then now we walked into Covent Garden, got like 5 in like half hour.
I'm going to send him a message right now saying, can you send me one?
He might be busy. Salut.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Just he'd never... Like, he sent a message at like 2 in the morning or something. And then...
About a showreel?
Yeah, but like that means that he's probably going to be asleep now if he was up late.
Oh, yeah. As long as I get it by half four is the key times at work. 100% key time.
Oh, sweet. So what you got planned for this week coming? Oh wait, hold on. I haven't spoke about my week.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. Okay. So what have I done? On the Friday, I went out with Josh, Jamal, and Ed, friends from uni. I went.
Wait, I got so confused there. Like when you started naming names, I was like. I know them anyway at uni. Oh Jesus Christ, I thought you knew another base called Jamal then.
No, I don't.
I completely forgot about that. You just went off, didn't you?
That was a really good night.
Jeez.
What's the club? Bar Rumba, I think it was called. I don't know. A bar, something like that. But it was actually so funny. I really, really enjoyed myself. And then...
Jeez.
And then, mate, I've never, like, I was proper fucking steaming, man. Like, I was, like, there's a...
Things, I always know when you're in London, because you always see Snapchats from Jamal going out, don't you? Like, I've noticed it myself.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
Yeah, lately I've only ever been posting Snapchats of like learning French or
French, yeah.
Or whatever.
Jeez.
Mate, oh, that video of me learning French and it's like bing bong boo.
Oh yeah.
That
is
so brilliant.
Wait, where did you pre?
Where?
In Eds.
Yes, pre'd in Eds. Yeah.
Jeez.
And then we went back to, because Josh got a hotel, went back to there for drinking after. And then for some reason I started swigging on the vodka, like just straight. And,
jeez.
And like,
wait, why did Josh get a hotel? Didn't Jamal trust him?
No, he had a bird down from Newcastle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, yeah, and then eventually left. Yeah. Who's good?
He was at Jamal's all weekend, wasn't he?
Who was?
Josh.
Was he?
Jamal sent me around a message Sunday night saying, just finished a bender with Josh.
I think Jamal stayed with Josh in like the hotel and stuff.
Jeez.
Which is fair enough. But yeah, that was a good night. And then what else happened? Nothing really else has happened. I played some video games. I've worked out a little. I've been trying to learn French, but it's not fucking going in. It is so difficult, man. I need someone to talk to in French.
Jeez.
It's like proper annoying. It's like, oh, like, so like something goes in for like a split second and then it's like, oh, I go straight onto the next thing and it's like, I'm retaining like nothing. Well, I say retaining nothing. I might retain like one word a day and it's like, ugh.
One word a day, so 365 words a year.
So in other words, I'm going to be fluent in about 3 years.
Yep, and that's still good.
3 years, that is not what I want. I want to be fluent this year, and I want to start a second language by the end of this year. Apparently, if you put five hours a day in of... learning a language, like you can learn a language in like 48 hours. No, not 48 hours, 48 days or something. Jeez. So a month and a half.
Bon,
which is mad, ain't it?
Yeah, I love that though.
But imagine if imagine if you had the money to just pay a tutor for 48 days and was like, sweet, let's fucking crack this out. And then by the end of it, you're just talking fluently in another language that quick. Mate, that'd be sick. At the moment, I'm finding it proper difficult to go, like, from, oh, look, I'm learning French, and then being able to, like, immediately almost, like, start thinking in French, and, like, oh, look, I need to start thinking, like, instead of using these words, I need to be, like, I don't know enough French to fucking... I don't know how to say thoughts in French. But do you know what I mean? Like you think in English, I need to think in French to be able to become fluent. And it's just, yeah. And I don't...
I'll just allow it off.
And I still don't have a structure. You think I should allow it off?
No. Nah, not French, the second language.
Fuck you, man.
Stay with French, just not the second language.
What, afterwards?
Yeah.
Don't start again. One language and just let it take like 3 years.
You've got your mindset on French. Get that out of the way with and just allow the second language.
Oh, mate, I need to find some French friends. That's what I need. I've looked online. Jeez. And it's like, oh, is there any peeps out like? And then
on Tinder.
On Tinder, I'm like, oh, is there any French girls out there?
Just go France for a day. Put your Tinder mile thing to like 1 meter or something and just match everyone and come in.
But then I think I've got to stay there like a week because otherwise I'm going to be hoping that everyone's going to be like...
Just put English boy looking for a French girl and as you buy her.
Looking for a French girl so you can come live in England for a couple of days.
Yeah, kiss. And they'd be like, oh, London, you'll get gas for London.
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 That sounds more Spanish, London. Londo.
Wenger.
Good for you thinking of French players.
Arsene Wenger, Laurent Koscielny, Mahamudu Sakho.
Comme
Patrice Evra, Mathieu Debussy. I know a lot of French, me.
When I see words in French, I'm like, I know those. And then, but when I can't say them that off the top of my head, which is a little bit annoying. I need to practice more. But other than that, I haven't really been doing much. I've been planning my birthday.
Why?
So you're coming down for that in 2 weeks' time.
Jeez, 10 days.
Jeez, that is mad.
I'm going to be sat in this seat for 10 days straight. I'm legit not leaving. I'm just going to smash things out. I know I've been told to, like, network over sitting.
And you're just like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to save up for it. I'm going to save up.
Piss off.
I'm not going to lie, I saved 20 quid on the train. I saved 20 quid.
Yeah, man. Got it early.
Super early. Lad, I've seen the price and I was like, I don't care. I'm up early at the minute. Bang.
Yeah.
How much is that? Like 14 quid? 14?
Yeah.
From Liverpool to London?
That's cheap.
Peak time?
That's cheap, man. Like, it's hard to even find coaches that cheap.
Yeah, I was legit thinking in my head, I'm going to settle for a coach if I like can't, like,
get the budget right.
Get myself to stay in. Yeah. And then seeing, I was like, lad, I was going to pay a coach for 14 quid. Leaving at 12 to get in London for 6.
How long is the train? 2.5 hours?
I'll be in London before now.
Mate, that's so sick.
I think it's like 2 hours 10,
mate,
2 hours 15.
That is actually amazing, mate.
I will be doing a 24-hour though, won't I? Because if I'm getting up at 5 and we're going out, we're going to get in like 3-4, innit? Like around.
Yeah, well, it's just, 24 hours ain't bad. It's when you go past 24 hours and it's like...
Jeez, I'll be ever doing. Yeah, but I'll be smashed anyway, innit? Like when you go back to yours.
Yeah, what?
Not like anyone knows.
Are you going to go back to Ed's then?
I'll probably go Camden in the
or
day.
You, or you sitting up in Mackie's from 4 till 11 a.m.
Oh no, if Ed's around, I'll go back to Ed's and that, and then do what we done last time, innit?
What did you do? Oh, right, set up drinking, watching old videos, getting emotional.
No, as in, like, just pass out and then wake up.
Right, yeah.
And as Ed goes home, he'll go there. He'll want to go to a pub. Yeah.
What is it? The next day, I'll probably take, because I think Monica's not staying at mine on the Sunday or Monday. So I'll take her back in and I'll meet up with you, give you back your hard drive.
Yeah, sound, yeah. Yeah, I booked the late train anyway, thinking, like, just in case. It's better to book it later than earlier, like last time.
Yeah.
Last time, when we were sat down, I wish I booked it at 4, not 2. You know what I mean? I was like, jeez. I was like, well, you should tell me, lad, you've got to get off now. I was like, nah, it's safe, innit?
Yeah, I'm gonna get up, and then I'm gonna be there before you. At Euston.
Beware.
At Euston, mate. I'll be seeing you at Euston for 9, yeah.
Well, I might go Dover, actually, in that morning. Because I won't go there, will I? Because obviously we're going to Camden, aren't we?
What? You're going Dover in the morning? We're filming in the morning.
No, the morning after.
Oh, right. Oh, I guess you could, but I don't think it opens till like 12.
That's to me. The train's at 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might do like a 2-hour session in there or something.
Let's see how you feel in the morning, mate, because last time you didn't touch your alcohol in the morning.
Yeah. No, look, with a pub crawl, it's a bit different, isn't it? Because, like, when we go Dover, we start, like, bashing drinks out.
It's pretty boring. It's boring.
But, like, on a pub crawl, I'll limit myself because I'm, like, buying drinks, do you know what I mean? But when I pre-drink, I'm like, bang, no care in the world.
Yeah.
But on a pub crawl, like, I'll level myself out. I don't get as drunk on pub crawls than I do at Dover. Yeah. It's mad.
It should be a little bit of an expensive night. I should spend like 50 quid or something, but
I'm taking money out the bank. I'm not touching a bank card.
You say that, mate. You say that.
Yeah, it's impossible to do that now. I've got Apple Pay. Bank card comes every
day. So this week you're just going to plan on staying in then?
Staying.
Apply for some jobs.
Stay in, revamp things.
Memorise
yeah.
your script. Stuff like that.
I sent out a thing to get actors.
Yeah.
For my Valentine's Day video.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm making seasonal videos now, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, gee, seasonal. Yeah, let's go, boy.
So like, I'm going to bring something out 2 weeks before Valentine's Day if these actors come through.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll do something for Easter. Then I'll do something for whatever's after
you
Easter.
You need editing software to...
Yeah, well, to get the photo job, I'll buy the editing.
You're so jokes.
I don't want to, like... I'll pay monthly for Premiere Pro editing, Busker Watch.
Yeah. I know what you mean, man.
If I've got nothing serious to edit, I'm not going to pay for it. Do you know what I mean?
You can have like multiple computers with the editing software.
Oh, I'll look at it.
No, but like, say, because Ed only uses his laptop, and then say you give half the money to Ed, and you're both paying half, but you both can edit.
Oh, doesn't he pay like the full one, the one that I quit?
But then if you're both paying half, and then you're both getting the full
version. Yeah, it's the student price, isn't it?
And then just like the only time that you would have to like kind of worry about, oh shit, sorry, I can't carry on doing this with you because I've got more than two computers now or something. Do you know what I mean? But it's just an idea.
Oh yeah,
it's just
I've looked into it on how to get multiple.
Yeah,
I'll sort something else.
Sweet.
They haven't accepted my job list yet.
Who hasn't?
Casting Call Pro. Do you like a part of job list?
Oh, okay. So yeah, they have to have someone that looks for it to make sure it's not
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, they haven't. Like, they rejected it once, saying you haven't offered the actors anything serious.
What? Loads of people do it for free.
No, like, they want to know, do the actors get use of the footage, as in, like, can they own the footage? I'm like, yeah, they can have it if they want it. And they want to know, would the travel be paid for? I was like, yeah, glad. I plan to get local people, so it costs, like, £3 a train, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can easily pay for that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they just wanted to know that, and I sent out... sent it out again.
I imagine that you just say no, like... to everything.
I messaged him and I was saying like, yo, can you turn up? Like, I can't imagine them on the day saying I pay £3 for the train, can you sort me out? I can't imagine it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's like London to Liverpool, I can imagine him saying, can you pay the train before I book it? But jeez.
What?
No, I just read something then.
Alright, fair enough.
Liverpool saw Coutinho, didn't he, for 147?
Oh, right, yeah.
And I just thought Liverpool were putting a bid for someone then, and I was a bit shocked, do you know what I mean?
Jeez, I tell you what, I'm feeling pretty knackered, man, because my fucking sleeping pattern's a bit fucked. Night suit, right, yeah.
Jeez.
It's just how
things have changed, and I'm up at 6 a.m. every morning now. Like, today, like, when we first started doing these, 10 a.m. felt like the worst time of the day for me. I was like, oh, dead for everyone, and now I'm pumped.
You're pumped, yeah?
I'm
stop
pumped.
Masturbating, mate.
Stop pumping. Bang, bang.
You got your pumpy. But, yeah. Like, oh, mate, I need to work out, and it's like, right now, it's like, I literally just woke up, had breakfast, and I'm starting to do this, and now I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to work out, and it's like, can I be bothered?
Jeez. I'm wearing them pants today. I'm wearing gym pants today.
You're wearing gym pants? What's gym pants?
So like, Nike, do you know them Nike waterproof football pants?
No, I've not got a clue.
Yeah, like, it's what players wear to train.
They sound really uncomfortable. Waterproof pants sounds really uncomfortable.
I don't know why I didn't take them with the mark on me. Logic, don't it?
Yeah.
I wore jeans.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, I say the waterproof, they've got that like material where water comes off them, but like, they're not waterproof.
Okay. Jeez. And by pants, you mean trousers?
Yeah. Jeez.
You know what? I'm fucking too knackered for this. I think I'm going to have to cut it short. Yeah, sorry about this. But, what is it? Abianto? Bizzle bizzle, au revoir, and yeah, I'll see you guys next time.